弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
实在很感谢主又给我们新的一年。
Truly, we thank the Lord for giving us this new year.
愿在主里面我们跟大家说新年快乐。
And in the Lord, we want to greet everyone a happy new year.
也像刚才甘弟兄领事的时候跟我们讲的。
As our brother Simon just shared with us.
当我们唱同往西安的这首诗歌的时候
，As we sing this hymn, we're marching to Zion.
最后一节告诉我们说，故当高声歌唱，忘记所有忧伤。
The last stanza again says, "Let our songs abound and every tear be dry."
哦，过去的一年，可能我们有许多的忧伤
，And perhaps last year there were many tears.
但是我们仰望主。我们向着西安而去的时候，我们要高声歌唱，忘记所有的忧伤。
But as we look up unto the Lord, and as we march towards Zion, we ought to let our songs abound.
爱主的人都来，将你喜乐敞开。
Let all those who love the Lord and rejoice, speak their joys abroad.
我们为什么可以有喜乐呢
？How come we can have this joy?
因为我们同到宝座前来
，because we are all gathering before the throne。
哦，愿早晨我们一同来到主的宝座前。
This morning may we all come before the throne of God。
向前直往西安
，to march towards Zion。
美丽又美丽的西安
，the beautiful, beautiful Zion。
哦，主的话告诉我们说，西安啊，有荣耀的事是指着你说的。
And the word of the Lord says, beautiful, glorious things are spoken of you.
让我们昂首齐奔西安
，and let us keep our heads up high and march towards Zion，
直奔神美丽的圣城
，that beautiful city of God。
我们要一起来读几处的圣经。
We will begin by reading a few scriptures。
哥林多前书九章24-26节。
First Corinthians chapter 9:24-26。
岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑。但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得奖赏。凡教力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
Verse 24, Do you not know that those who run in the race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air.
腓立比书三章12-14节。
Philippians chapter 3:12-14。
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来得的奖赏。
Chapter 3 verse 12.Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was also laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
最后一处在希伯来书12:1-2节。
Lastly, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12:1-2.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews 12. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have further word of prayer.
亲爱的恩主，我们感谢你在新的一年，你又聚集我们一同到你宝座的面前。
Dear gracious Lord, we thank you that in this new year you gather us before your throne once again.
我们愿意在你宝座前，我们谦卑俯伏。
We want to humble ourselves before your throne.
我们愿意你来对我们的心说话，好叫我们知道在今年的一年怎么样来跟随你。
May you speak to our hearts so that we may know how to follow you in this new year.
主，让我们早晨我们就仰望我们定睛在为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
This morning, may you help us to fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
哦，主，我们愿意来仰望你，
Lord,
我们愿意来听你的声音，我们愿意你圣灵，然后来来对我们的心说话。
Lord, we want to fix our eyes upon you. We want to hear your voice. May your Spirit speak to our hearts.
我们愿意放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Lord, we want to lay aside every encumbrance and the sin that so easily entangles us, so that we may press on this race forward.
我们把下面的时间仰望在恩主的手中，祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We give the following time into your gracious hands. We pray all this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
上个主日，中弟兄的信息告诉我们说，公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为可走之路。
Last Sunday, our brother Philip shared with us from this verse, righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way.
我们的主是行公义的主，他的脚中也成了我们可以跟随、可以走的路。
Our Lord is the Lord of righteousness, and his footsteps has become our way.
弟兄勉励我们，我们要敬拜神，要单单侍奉他。
Our brother encourages that we ought to worship the Lord and serve him only.
我们要爱主的家，我们为主的殿，就是教会，我们要发热心。
We ought to love the house of the Lord and to be zealous towards the house of God, which is his church.
我们还要行在主的旨意中，为主站住，让主的旨意成就。
We ought to walk in the will of the Lord and to stand for his ways.
既然主的脚中成了可走之路，我们应当如何来跟随他呢？
Since his footstep has become our way, then how should we walk on this way?
跟大家讲一个故事。
I'll share a personal story with you.
有一次我们全家到外地旅行，我们要过马路，过那个行人穿越道的时候呢，那个灯呢就在绿色已经在闪，快要变成红灯了。
One time our family were on vacation together, and we were crossing the street, and as we were crossing, we see that pedestrian light started blinking, it's about to turn red.
我就跟大家讲说，我们赶快跑，我就带全家快跑过这个人行道，那接着呢我们就在路上这样走。
So I told everyone, let's run for it. So we all run through the crosswalk and across the street.
后来我们到对面在那个路上走的时候，
As we got to the other side of the street and we were walking on the sidewalk,
我们就远远看见那个我们要搭的公车开过来了。
And from far away we saw a bus that we were trying to catch and it was approaching.
我就跟全家人讲说，我们赶快跑，跑到那个公车站。
So again, I was telling my family, let's run for it. We need to catch that bus. So we ran to the bus stop.
我们跑跑跑，搭上公车。
So we finally reached the station and caught the bus.
其实这样的事情发生了好多次。
And on that trip, similar things happened many times.
后来我的姐妹就对我说，
Then later on, my wife asked me,
为什么在马路上所有的人都悠哉悠哉的在走路？
How come everyone was just walking nicely on the street?
只有我们好像我们家人在跑。
And as if we are the only one running.
我想想看，我就跟她说。
So I thought about it, I was joking with her.
我说我的人生是跑步的人生，
I said,
不是散步的人生。
My whole life I've been a runner. I haven't been one who strolls around.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你的人生是跑步的人生呢，还是散步的人生？
Are you a runner or a walker? Or someone who strolls?
其实这不重要。
And actually that's not important.
要紧的事情是我们在属天的道路上行走，我们是怎么样来行走呢？
But more importantly, as we walk on this heavenly path, how should we approach this race?
我们在跑步呢，还是我们在散步？
Are we running or are we just taking a stroll?
或者呢，甚至我们坐下来了，甚至我们躺下来了，甚至我们睡着了。
Or perhaps we have sat down, or we have laid down, or we have taken a nap.
我们愿意从四个方面我们一起勉励怎么样能够来同奔天路。
So this morning we want to see from four aspects how we can run this heavenly race together.
我们要认识神，我们要爱神，我们要仰望耶稣，我们要同往锡安。
We need to know the Lord and we need to love the Lord. We need to look up, fix our eyes upon Jesus, then to march towards Zion.
首先我们要来认识神。
Firstly, we need to know God.
我们奔跑天路，我们知道要往哪里跑。
As we run this heavenly race, we need to know which direction we're headed.
我们要认识神的心意，我们要认识神的道路。
We need to know the will of God and the way of God.
在何西阿书说，我的民，就是主说，我的民因无知识而灭亡。
In the book of Hosea, the Lord says, My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
我们若不认识神，我们若不对神没有知识，的结果就是灭亡。
If we do not know God, if we have no knowledge of Him, then the result is destruction.
犹大书也告诉我们说，有一些人有祸了，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
And Jude, the book of Jude also tells us, Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam, and perished in the rebellion of Korah.
该隐的道路就是属地、属人、以自己为中心的道路。
What is the way of Cain? It is the way of that is earthly, that is worldly. It is self-centered.
而且他不敬畏神，自以为义。
And he did not have a fear of the Lord. He treated himself as righteous.
巴兰的道路就是侍奉马门来追随财力的道路。
The way of Balaam is one who serves mammon, is the one who pursues after wealth.
可拉的道路就是不顺服、抵挡神、背叛神的道路。
And the way of Korah is the way that rebels against the Lord, that's disobedient to him.
这三种道路表面上看起来不太一样，但是归根究底都是一样的，就是抵挡神。不听神的话，背叛神，而且呢，还自以为是，以自己为中心。
From the surface, these three persons have different ways walking on the earth, but in the root of them are the same, that they are self-centered, and they are self-serving, and they are rebellious against God.
愿主早晨来再来开启我们，让我们来认识他。
So this morning, may the Lord again opens our eyes so that we may know Him.
让我们不要走那个得罪主或抵挡主背叛主的道路。
That we will not walk on the way that is rebellious against God.
让我们来认识主，我们来走在主的道路上，走在讨主喜悦的道路上。
So that we may know Him, that we can walk on the way that is pleasing to Him.
我们知道保罗的一生也是跑步的一生。
We know the life of Paul. He had been a runner all his life.
保罗原来的名字叫做扫罗。他起初不认识神。
His name was Saul before, and he did not know God.
保罗说他本来是犹太人，生在基利家的大树，长在这城里，在加玛列门下，按着我们祖宗严谨的律法受教，热心侍奉神。而且呢，他在那里呢，他真是把自己这样非常火热的放在这个犹太教的里面。
He says of himself that I am a Jew born in Tarsus of Cilicia and was brought up in the city, educated under Gamaliel, strictly according to the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, just as you all are today.
他又说，你们听见我从前在犹太教中所行的事，怎样极力逼迫残害神的教会，我又在犹太教中比我本国许多同岁的人更有长进，因为我为祖宗的遗传更加热心。
And he also says, For you have heard of my former manner of life in Judaism, how I used to persecute the church of God beyond measure and try to destroy it. I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my countrymen, being more extremely zealous for my ancestral traditions.
保罗从年轻的时候就开始跑， 可惜的是他那时候不认识神，他跑错了方向。
Ever since he was young, he started running. And regretfully, he did not know God, and he was running the wrong direction.
他极力的逼迫残害神的教会，他却以为他是在侍奉神。
With zeal, he tried to persecute the church of God, and he thought he was serving God.
但是神看他向着神的心是好的，他神愿意来改变他的道路。
Yet the Lord saw through the intention of his heart, and he was willing to call him back so that he can be changed.
所以当扫罗行路将要到大马色去逼迫基督徒的时候，那主耶稣就向他显现，从天上有大光照他。
So as Saul was walking on the way to Damascus, the Lord Jesus appeared to him himself, and the great light flashed around him.
主就向他显现说，扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
The Lord revealed himself to him, saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
主说，他还对主说，你是谁呢？
And Saul responded by saying, Who are you, Lord?
主说，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
And the Lord responded by saying, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
从那时候，保罗他被主光照，他认识神，他知道他过去所行的都是在自己的热心的里面是走在一条错误的道路上。
From that moment, Saul saw the light, and he knew that all of his running was to the wrong direction because he did not know God.
所以扫罗他就悔改，他就受洗归入主，然后呢他成为了保罗。
And he repented and was baptized into the Lord, and he became Paul.
感谢主，从那个时候保罗就从一条属地的道路上在跑，变成跑在一条属天的道路上。
We praise the Lord. From that moment on, he changed his course from running on this earthly way to running a heavenly race.
诗歌说到，恩典使我脚步走在属天的路程，真是都是主的恩典。
And truly it is by grace, he calls our footsteps to be on this heavenly race.
主还对他说，主还小谕启示说，保罗呢，他就是我拣选的器皿，要在外邦人和君王并以色列面前宣扬我的名，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
And the Lord revealed it to Ananias that Paul is a chosen instrument of mine to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings of the sons of Israel, and I will show him how much he must suffer for my name's sake.
虽然他前面有许多的苦难，可是保罗他认识主以后，就在主这个属天的道路上一直奔跑，并没有退后。
So even though Paul knew very well how much suffering that's waiting for him on this path, but since he become a disciple of the Lord, he has not stopped running until the end.
他对加拉太人说，我到耶路撒冷是奉启示上去的，把我在外邦人中所传的福音对弟兄们陈说，唯恐我现在或是从前突然奔跑。
In Galatians, he says, it was because of a revelation that I went up, and I submitted to them the gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but I did so in private so that those who were in reputation for fear that I might be running or had run in vain.
他也勉励腓立比的弟兄姐妹说，你们要将生命的道表明出来，好叫我在基督耶稣的日子可以夸口说我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
He also encourages the saints in Philippi, saying, holding fast unto the word of life, so that in the days of Christ I will have reason to glory because I did not run in vain or toil in vain.
所以保罗在这个一生当中，后来他在服侍主当中呢，他一直在跑步。那他的目的是什么呢？他想要得着的是什么呢？
So throughout his life, throughout his ministry, he's always been running. What was his goal?
保罗说，岂不知在场上的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人，你们也应当这样跑，好叫你们得奖赏。
So he said, do you not know that all those who run in the race, they all run, but only one receives the prize. So run in such a way that you may win.
我以前读这段圣经的时候有个错误的观念。
And before, formerly, when I was reading the scripture, I had some wrong conception.
就是呢，我注重在这一节圣经的前半，就是说，那但那得奖赏的只有一人。
That I had always focused on the beginning of this verse, saying only one wins the prize.
那既然得奖赏只有一个人能够得到那个奖牌，那我不是跑得最快的人，我不可能会得到冠军，那这样我就不需要太用力去跑吧。
So I always thought to myself, well, if the only one can win the prize and only one gets the medal, and I'm obviously not the fastest, so why even try trying to run very fast?
我记得在读大学的时候，那时候我们学校有一个全校的运动会，然后呢，每一个班都要参加，而且比赛的项目非常的多。
I remember when I was in college, we had a sports meet in our entire university, and there were many different disciplines, and every class need to attend.
有许多比赛的项目哈，然后呢，所以每个人都要参加。那我们班人比较少，大概只有35个人。有的别的班呢，有50个人，有甚至超过100个人。
And there were many different competitions, disciplines, and everyone. I was in a very small class, had about 35 people. Unlike other classes, some had 50, 60, or even over 100 people.
所以呢，我们每一个人都需要报名参加一项比赛的项目。
So for everyone in our class, we all had to participate and to enter into one competition.
我就报名了参加800公尺的赛跑。
So I volunteered to run the 800 meter race.
那在比赛之前呢，我也没有好好练习。
And before the race started, I did not do any practice.
然后
I didn't train for it.
Yeah. 所以呢，这个。在开始比赛的时候，那个是要跑两圈哈。第一圈400公尺的时候呢，我还跑在中间。
So as the race started, 800 meters, we have to run around the track twice. The first 400 meters was okay, was running in the middle of the pack.
但第二圈后400公尺的时候呢，我就越来越跑不动了。
But then the second 400 meters started, and I was losing strength.
然后最后呢，实在跑得没有力气啊。
At the end, I completely lost, was out of shape, and I could not catch up.
所以我得到最后一名。
So I finished last.
而且不止这样哈，说起来你们不要笑，我后来回去呢，还在床上躺了一个礼拜。
I hope you don't laugh at me, but not only I did not win, but also I ended up laying in bed for over a week.
我知道我们在座的有些人是跑步健将哈，甚至比参加比赛还得名的。
I know many of you among us are very good runners. Some even enters competitions and win.
但是从那一次比赛以后呢，哎呀，我对跑步就产生了一个敬畏的心。
But ever since that sports meet, I had a fear of running.
我就觉得跑步没有那么简单。
And I realize it's not so easy to be a runner.
要训练。
You need to be trained.
而且呢，要坚持。
And you need to be persistent in your training.
那我们知道保罗他一生都是在跑步的。
And we knew Paul was a runner all his life.
所以保罗呢，就用跑步做一个例子来勉励我们。
So he uses this as an example to encourage us.
其实保罗在这段圣经里面。重点不在于说那得奖赏的只有一个人。
And actually, the focus of this verse is not saying that there is only one person that can win the prize.
而是在后面一段说你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得奖赏。
But rather, it's the second portion of that verse saying you should run in such a way that you may win.
我过了多年以后我才明白哈，其实神所预备的奖赏并不是只有一个。
And many years later, I finally came to realization that God did not prepare only one prize.
其实神为我们每一个人都预备一个奖赏。
But actually, He had prepared a prize for each and every one of us.
而且这个奖赏，这个奖牌的里面呢，是刻着你的名字，不能给别人的。
And on that medal, on that prize, He has already carved your name on it.
如果我们没有好好去跑，没有得到这个奖赏，实在是亏欠主，对不起主。
If we don't run this race in the manner that we can win that prize, then we would have wasted that prize.
我们知道神对我们每一个人的一生都有一个美好的计划。问题是我们有没有认识到神对我们这一生的计划？我们是不是来把自己让在神的手中，好叫他在我们身上的计划，这个美好的计划可以得到实现呢？
We know the Lord has a wonderful plan for each and every one of us, but the question is, are we willing to surrender ourselves in His hands so that His will and His plan can be accomplished?
神何等爱我们。
How the Lord has loved us.
愿我们多来认识神，我们不要辜负神在我们身上这样极大的爱，他为我们舍命，好叫我们可以为他来活。
And let us not lay waste to the love and the grace he has given us, how he has given his life so that we may live.
保罗说，他们在场上跑的只不过是要得到一个能坏的冠冕，但是我们要得的却是一个不能坏的冠冕。
And Paul says they all run and discipline themselves so that they may win a wreath that's perishable, but we an imperishable one.
愿我们来这样子为着这个不能坏的冠冕，我们把自己让在神的手中，像保罗一样，他说我奔跑不像无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。
So that we may surrender ourselves in the hand of the Lord, like Paul saying that we may run not as without aim, and we box not as beating the air.
我们要存着要得冠冕的这样的心，那个不能坏的冠冕那个心，我们这样跑。
We ought to have this mentality that we can run so that we can receive a prize that's imperishable.
同时保罗他还说，我不是以为我自己已经得着了，我已经完全了，我乃是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我所要得的奖赏。
And Paul continues to say, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. And I don't regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
我们知道保罗，他这一生受了许多的苦，为主的名，他被打。OK， 然后呢，甚至都人家都以为他死了，但是呢，而且他还遇到船坏，他又饥又渴，又忍受许多许多的逼迫。
And we know Paul suffered much for the Lord in his during his life. He was beaten and striked, and he was stoned to near death several times. And he went through a shipwreck and through hunger, through thirst.
但是感谢主，保罗。他最后他跑到快要到他人生的终点的时候，他说那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
But we praise the Lord, when he comes to the end of his life, he was able to say that I have fought a good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith, and in the future there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.
而且保罗接着说，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的。
And he said, it is not only for me, but also to all those who love his appearing.
我们也当这样跑，要得神从上面所召我们所要得的。
So we also ought to run in such a way so that we may lay hold of that for which we were laid hold of by the upward call of God.
我们愿意在这新的一年里面，我们知道神对我们每一个人有一个美好的心意。
In this new year, may we come to know that He has such a beautiful plan for each one of us.
每一个人，他都有一个荣耀的旨意，他要带许多的儿子进荣耀里。
And He has this glorious will that He wants to lead many sons into glory.
所以愿意我们在主的道路上，我们好好的来跟随主。
So may we truly follow him on the way of the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在主的道路上，我们是奔跑呢？我们是走路呢？我们是散步呢？还是我们坐着？
On this heavenly race, are we running, walking, or are we just taking a stroll or sitting down?
还是有像一首诗歌说，我们等着坐花轿要进天堂呢？
Or are it like another hymn says, are we waiting to be carried into heaven on a ricochet or on a stretcher?
我们真是愿主鼓励我们，来激动我们的心，叫我们不是躺着被抬着。不是存这样的心要进天国的。
So may the Lord really encourages our heart and revive it so that we don't have a mentality that we're just waiting to be carried into heaven.
我们愿意一起来同奔天路。
But that we may run this heavenly race.
我们不止一个人跑，
not just by ourselves,
许多弟兄姐妹一起跑,
but to run together with many brothers and sisters.
因为这个冠冕不但赐给保罗，也赐给所有凡爱慕主显现的。
Because this crown of righteousness is not only for Paul, but to all those who love his appearing.
诗篇119篇32节说到说，你开往我心的时候，我就往你命令的道上直奔。
Psalm 119Verse 32 says, I shall run the way of your commandments, for you will enlarge my heart.
Oh, 愿主来开广我们的心，好叫我们可以在主的道上来直奔。
Oh, may the Lord enlarge our hearts so that we may run in the way of his commandments.
我们怎么能够更多认识神呢？我们愿意我们更多来读主的话，因为主的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
And how can we know the Lord more? And we ought to read his word, because his word is light unto our feet and a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path.
我们感谢主，主把他的话赐给我们，而且呢，我们每一个礼拜，我们礼拜五晚上有一个查经的聚会。
And we praise the Lord for giving us his words and that we can gather together and study it every Friday night.
让我们一同都来参加这个礼拜五的查经聚会。
May we all come together and read his words.
与弟兄姐妹在今年的当中更多认识主，更多来跟随主。
And with all the brothers and sisters that we may know him more and to follow and pursue after him.
而且不止我们有礼拜五晚上的查经。
And not only Friday night Bible study.
我们每天都要读圣经。
And we need to read his words daily.
教会为着弟兄姐妹有预备一个读经的进度。
The church again has prepared a reading schedule.
不仅是对成人，而且呢，对孩子从一年级到高中，每一个年纪的都有一个读经的进度。
Not only for adults, but for every child from first grade to all the way to high school, there is a Bible reading schedule.
让我们今年，我们大家一起好好来读圣经，好叫我们在主的路上能够来更多认识主，好叫我们来被神的让神的话开广我们的心，我们就可以在他命令的道上直奔。
May we really take time to read his words, to come to know him. As the Lord enlarges our hearts, we may run in the race of his commandments.
我们在这属天的道路上奔跑，不仅要有对的方向，不仅是说要跑得直、跑得好，我们还要跑得快。
And on this heavenly race, not only we need to run in the right direction, to run in a straight line, to run well, but also we need to run fast.
我们如何能够跑得快呢?
And how can we pick up our pace?
就是进到第二点，我们要爱神。
And on to the second point, that we need to love the Lord.
雅歌说，愿你吸引我，我就快跑跟随你。
The Song of Songs says, draw me and we will run after you.
我们知道爱就是能够跑得快的动力。
And we see that love is the motivation of why we can run faster.
我们记得当主耶稣为我们死，为我们埋葬，第三天复活的时候，以后。
We remember when Jesus died and resurrected on the third day.
有三个人到主耶稣的坟墓那里。
Three people came to see him at his tomb.
摩大拉的玛利亚在天还没有亮的时候就到坟墓了。
And it was says Mary Magdalene came to the tomb before while it was still dark.
她看见那石头被挪开，她看见主不在那里，所以她赶快的去告诉彼得跟约翰。
She saw the empty tomb and she ran to tell Simon Peter and the other disciple.
那另外一个门徒就是主耶稣所爱的。
The other disciple whom Jesus loved was speaking of John.
那这两个门徒呢，就跑到那个坟墓里面。
So these two disciples ran together to the tomb.
那圣经上讲到说，那个门徒跑得比彼得更快。
And it was saying the two were running together, and the other disciple ran ahead faster than Peter.
为什么约翰跑得比彼得快
？And I was thinking, why was John running faster than Peter?
我想那时候约翰可能。爱主的心比彼得多一点。
And I thought perhaps because John loved the Lord a little more than Peter at that time.
但是其实这三个人谁最爱主呢?
But actually, out of the three people, who loved the Lord the most?
我们知道是摩大拉的玛利亚。
And we knew it was Mary Magdalene.
哦，她在天还没有亮的时候，她在安息日过后刚刚可以来走路的时候。他就第一个到主耶稣的坟墓那里。
Because on the first day of the week, right after Passover, as soon before the day even broke, she came to the tomb while it was still dark.
我知道我们当中弟兄姐妹有人在天还没有亮的时候就起来读圣经。
And we know many brothers and sisters will get up and read the scripture while it was still dark.
在天还没有亮的时候就来到主的面前来亲近主。
They will come early to draw near to the Lord while it was still dark.
哦，这是一幅何等美好的图画。
And what a beautiful picture.
愿我们在新的一年主让我们更爱他。
In this new year, may the Lord help us to love him more.
求你吸引我。
Draw me.
让我快跑跟随你。
So I may run after you.
我们如何才能够更多爱神呢？
How can we love him more?
雅各说北风啊兴起南风啊吹来吹在我的园内使其中的香气发出来。
The Song of Solomon also says, Awake, north wind, and come, thou south, blow upon my garden, and the spices thereof may flow forth.
神带领我们非常奇妙他不仅给我们和煦的南风也给我们冰冷的北风。
And we praise the Lord for his wonderful leading. Not only he gives us balmy south wind, but also he gives us the cold north wind.
他不仅让我们经过春天夏天经过青草地溪水旁到可安歇的水边。
He leads us through springtime and summertime through the still waters and to the green pastures.
是的在这个当中我们的属灵的生命可以成长他为我们他为自己的名引导我们走义路。
Yes, he caused our spiritual life to grow, and for his own name's sake, he leads us on the path of righteousness.
但是主也带我们经过秋天，经过冬天。
But in the same way, he leads us through autumn, through the cold winters.
甚至带我们经过死荫的幽谷，但是他应许我们，我们不怕遭害。
But he even leads us through the valley of the shadow of death. But because he is with us, we are not afraid.
在这当中在冬天在这个北风的当中神试验我们的信心好叫我们的信心可以得到坚固。
In the cold winters, under the north wind, he tests our faith so that our faith can be strengthened.
在我们敌人面前他为我们摆设宴席他还用油膏了我们的头使我们福杯满溢。
He even spreads a table for us before our enemies. He anoints our head with oil.So that our blessing overflows.
我们知道在过去的这一年是很不容易的我们经历了很多的北风
We know this past year was very difficult and many of us experienced this cold north wind.
但是我们感谢主主他一路来带领我们
But we thank the Lord he still leads us all the way.
他愿意我们来跟随他
And he is willing for us to follow after him.
在雅各他也特别讲到说耶路撒冷的众女子啊不要惊动不要叫醒我所亲爱的等他自己情愿或者说等他自发
And the song continues to say Daughters of Jerusalem do not awaken my love wait for her to awake by herself
当冬天过了以后当雨水止住以后地上的百花开放百鸟鸣叫的时候那时候那个果子也渐渐成熟的时候然后这时候这个良人就来这样的 呼喊这个佳偶说我的佳偶我的美人起来与我同去
And he says Behold the winter is past and the rain is over and gone and the flowers are ready appeared on the land and that's when he calls out Arise my darling my beautiful one and come along
主今天也对我们有同样的呼召说我的佳偶我的美人起来与我同去
And that is the same calling he has for us today Arise my love my darling come along
这个佳偶这个美人我们知道就是预表到教会所以是所有的弟兄姐妹所以圣经上讲说这是耶路撒冷的众女子
Who does he call my love my fair one and that is his church and that is the daughters of Jerusalem
主愿意我们来跟随他
And the Lord wants us to follow after him
而且不是一个人跟随我们乃是一同来跟随他
Not just one by one by ourselves but together
愿我们在这新的一年里面我们更多彼此相爱我们也更多来爱主
So in this new year may we truly exercise to love one another and to love the Lord together
爱 是能够跑得快的动力。
And love is the motivation how we can run faster.
让我们更多在爱的里面，我们更多的有学习。
And may we learn, have more learning in this matter of love.
所以，好像我们在这今年新的一年里面，我们可以快跑来跟随主。
In this new year, we may truly run after Him.
第三方面要来。跟随耶稣，我们要来快跑跟随他，我们必须要来仰望耶稣。
Thirdly, as we want to run after him, we need to fix our eyes upon him.
仰望非常的重要。
And to look upon him is very important.
我们跑步的时候，我们看哪里呢？
Where should we be looking at while we're running?
我想没有一个跑步人是往后头看，往旁边看。
Nobody who's running a race will look behind them or look side to side.
跑步人总是往前看。
The person who's running is always fixing their eyes forward.
所有属灵事物的开始就从看开始。
And all the beginning of all spiritual learning starts with this matter of vision.
使徒约翰说：“看啊，神的羔羊。”
And in the very beginning, John the Baptist says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
所以安德烈就这样来跟随主。
So Andrew came to follow after the Lord.
当主耶稣问他说：“你们要做什么呢？”
And the Lord asked him, "What do you seek?"
他们说我们要跟你住啊。
They said we want to see where you live.
主耶稣说你们来看。
The Lord says, "Come and see."
哦，这看何等的好。
And how wonderful was that seeing?
当安德烈去看到主，看到主怎样生活的时候。
As soon as Andrew went to see the Lord and how he was living,
他赶快去跑去告诉他的哥哥彼得说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”
He quickly ran to find his brother Peter. Says, "We have found the Messiah."
主耶稣说：“你们来跟从我。”
So the Lord says, "Come and follow me."
哦，主何等爱我们！
And how the Lord has loved us.
他让我们来仰望他，来看他。
And he asks us to look up unto him and fix our eyes upon him.
相反的
，and oppositely，
我们看错地方，这结果就很悲惨。
And if we have looked the wrong way, then the result can be very tragic.
我们知道，当神要灭索多玛的时候，他差遣天使拉着罗德的手，还有他妻子，还有他女儿的来离开那个索多玛。
We remember how when the Lord was bringing judgment upon Sodom, he sent an angel to rescue Lot and his wife and his daughters.
那但是罗德的妻子往回头一看就变成了岩柱。
But Lot's wife looked back towards Sodom and turned into a pillar of salt.
哦，这对我们是何等的警惕。
And what a warning it is for us.
愿我们不是往回头看的。
May we not look back.
主耶稣也这样说，手扶着犁向后看的不配进神的国。
The Lord also says the one who puts their hand on the plow and looks back.It's not worthy of the kingdom of God.
这个犁就是我们在地上我们需要生活、需要工作的一个必须要做的事。
And this plow could be the things that we our responsibilities on the earth.
不管我们当学生，不管我们上班或在家里。
Whether it is studying for students or it is work for those that have a career.
是的，我们有当尽的本分。
Or those who take care of the home.
但是我们不要手扶着犁向后看。
We do have our own responsibilities, but do not look back as we put our hands on the plow.
我们愿意来仰望主耶稣。
We need to look up unto Jesus.
虽然我们每天有每天的生活要过，但是我们的眼目要来注视主。
Even though we need to live our daily life and take care of all the responsibilities, but we still need to fix our eyes upon Jesus.
希伯来书告诉我们要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Hebrews says we need to fix upon our eyes upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
那个中文哈讲到仰望，其实英文说的更好，就是要定睛注视在主。
The Chinese says look up unto Jesus, but English is even better, saying fixing our eyes on Jesus.
意思就是说我们只看主耶稣，只看他，不看其他的。
It simply means we look only on him.
我们知道，不管你是射箭的，或是打枪的，你要怎么样子才能够射得准、打得准呢
？We know whether you're doing archery or you're doing shooting. How can you shoot the target well?
就是你要把那个准心对准的目标，只看这个准心要对准的目标，
that、
其他都不看。
That you need to fix your sight or your crosshair upon the target and don't look at anything else.
那这样子呢？这个只有这边是清楚的，旁边其他都是模糊的。
And as you fix your sight upon the target, only that center target is clear. Everything in your peripheral vision is blurry.
这样就可以打得准。
And that's how you can be accurate.
那我们如果其他地方都看，其他地方都很清楚，就打不准。
If you want to look at everything else and you want everything to be clear, then you can very well miss the target.
愿我们就这样来仰望主。
So that's how we need to fix our eyes upon the Lord.
当转眼仰望耶稣，定睛在他的慈容，所有事物在他的荣光中都要次第变色成朦胧。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus and look on his wonderful face in the light of his grace, and all things will become strangely dim.
Oh, 愿意我们是这样来跟随主。
So may we truly follow him in such a way.
我们只是定睛在主的身上。
We need to fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们是不是花太多的时间在看新闻，在看网络，在看社交的媒体呢？
Have we spent too much time looking elsewhere at the news, at the internet, at social media?
当我们若看这个其他的东西的时候，我们的信心就会软弱。
If we're looking so much on all these other things, then our faith will become weak.
就像彼得他在海边行走的时候，他看这个周围的风浪，他就要沉下去。
Just like Peter when he was walking on the water with the Lord.When he was looking at all the waves, the wind and the wave around him, he began sinking.
我们求主来改变我们这个生活习惯。
So we need the Lord to change our lifestyle.
我们多来仰望主耶稣，定睛在他身上，而不是花太多的时间来看主以外其他的事物。
We need the Lord to help us to fix our eyes upon him and not spend so much time looking elsewhere.
而且不仅这样，希伯来书还告诉我们说，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
Not only so, the book of Hebrews tells us, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
我们感谢主，在过去的一年，我们有两次的主日的交通聚会，那我们有许多平常的读经的或者是晨更的聚会。
And we thank the Lord, besides all the Bible study or morning devotions, He also gave us two sharing meetings.
我们看到主在弟兄姐妹身上，虽然在困难当中，但是呢，我们有许多看到有许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。
And we heard the testimony of many brothers and sisters, even though they were going through great difficulties, yet their life became a testimony like a great cloud of witnesses.
也许我们在跟随主的路上，因为路非常艰难，因为我们力量不够，也许我们会失望，我们会伤心，或甚至灰心，甚至走累了，想要停下来。
Sometimes, as we follow the Lord, because we lack our own strength, we could become weary, or we become disappointed, or despondent. We could even take a break and stop.
但是感谢主，他让许多见证人在我们的周围，如同云彩围着我们。
But we thank the Lord, He has arranged all these great cloud of witnesses around us.
所以我们就可以放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
So that we can lay aside every encumbrance and the sin so easily entangles us.
什么是重担呢
？What is this encumbrance for the weight?
各样的重担就是今生的思虑。
That is the worries, the anxieties for this life.
Oh, 我们在地上，我们有许多许多的思虑。
And as we live on this earth, we have many anxieties, many worries.
但是主告诉我们说，你们不要忧虑吃什么、穿什么，这是外邦人所求的。你们需用的一切，你们的天父是知道的。只要先求他的国和他的义，那这些东西都要加给你们。
But the Lord says, do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? What will we wear for clothing? For only the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. But your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things, but seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
我们感谢主，我们所需用的一切，神是知道的。
We thank the Lord, he knows all of our need.
所以我们就要把一切的忧虑来卸给神。
So we also...We also ought to unload all of our worries before Him so that He will take care of us.
当我们有衣食有衣有食的时候，那圣经还提醒我们，主说你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不再加到丰厚。
When we have everything we need, everything we need to drink or wear, he warns us, saying, Beware and be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one has abundance does his life consist of possessions.
这个贪心就带来各我们各样的重担。
And greed will bring all kinds of encumbrance upon us.
我们要放下各样的重担。
But we need to lay aside all this dead weight.
而且还要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And also to lay aside the sin that so easily entangles us.
我们知道，感谢主，我们虽然信主重生得救了。
We thank the Lord, even though we have believed the Lord and we were born again.
主的宝血也洗净我们一切的过犯。
And we know His precious blood has cleansed us of all unrighteousness.
但是我们这个罪的生命，这个罪性，这旧人还在我们里面。
But this old self, this nature of sin is still within us.
罪会让我们盲目，失去方向。
Sin will cause us to be blind and to lose our direction.
甚至会跌倒，还不知道为什么跌倒。
And sometimes will cause us to stumble before we even realize why.
哦，我们求主能够给我们一个清洁的心，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
How we need the Lord to give us a clean heart so that we can lay aside the sin that so easily entangles us.
每天要脱去旧人，要穿上新人。
Daily, we need to take off the old self and to put on the new self.
我们在每天的生活里面，我们许多的事情，我们可以来学习。
There are so many areas in our life that we can learn.
愿我们能够来跟主说是，跟罪，跟这世界说不。
May we come before the Lord and say yes to Him and say no to sin and to the world.
而且这样，我们就可以存心忍耐。
So that we can run with endurance that race that is set before us.
当我们仰望主的时候，主也会告诉我们我们当做的是什么。
And as we look up and fix our eyes upon Him, He will tell us what we ought to do.
主说，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人去收庄稼。
He says, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, they are white for harvest. And therefore beseech the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into the field.
所以在这末后的世代，不论是传福音、造就圣徒、服侍神、服侍教会，我们要一个紧迫感。
So during this end time, whether it is to share the gospel or to build up the saints, to serve the Lord, serve the church, we need this sense of urgency.
举目向天观看，庄稼已经熟了。
Look up and look at the field, they are white for harvest.
我们必须要趁着白日多做主工，因为黑夜将到，那时候就没有人能做工了。
We must do the works of Him who sent us as long as it is day. Night is coming where no one can work.
最后我们要同往锡安。
And lastly, we need to all pursue a march unto Zion.
这个一同哈是非常宝贵的。
And it is so precious to say we can march together.
我们知道神带领以色列出埃及的时候，是所有的以色列都出埃及。
We remember how the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt. It is that every single Israelite came out of Egypt.
没有一个留在埃及的，甚至所有的牲畜也都离开埃及。他们的牲畜圣经上说没有一蹄留在埃及。
Not one person was left behind. Not even an animal or livestock was left behind at Egypt.
同样的，当以色列人过约旦河的时候，是一同渡过约旦河，要进到迦南。
In the same way, when they crossed the river Jordan, they all crossed Jordan together and came into Canaan.
他们在约旦河中立了十二块石头作为证据，意思是什么呢？一个支派都不能少。
And as they crossed the river, they set up 12 stones as witnesses in the middle of the river, the meaning that all 12 tribes, not one was left behind.
我们在奔跑天路的当中，我们不孤单，我们有许多的同伴可以一起奔跑，一起鼓励。
So as we run this heavenly race, we are not alone. We have many companions, many runners around us that we can run together.
但是呢，许多人奔跑也有一个难处。
But there is also difficulties as we run together.
因为我们大家都不太一样，我们的背景不同，我们的性情不同，我们跑的有人跑得快，有人跑得慢。
Because we are all different. We have different backgrounds. We have different personalities. Some people are faster. Some people are slower.
所以圣经告诉我们要存心忍耐，我们要彼此包容，彼此扶持，彼此来学习，彼此谦卑在神的面前。
So the Bible tells us to run with endurance, to bear with one another, to help one another, and to be humble.
就像 Steve 弟兄前几个礼拜也告诉我们，我们要学主的样式，要能够来谦卑，有主的生命，这个性情从我们里面流出来，可以像主一样为门徒来洗脚。
As our brother Stephen encouraged us a few weeks earlier, that we ought to have the life of the Lord, to be humble, just like the Lord, how he washed the disciples' feet.
我们感谢主，我们信主以后，我们受浸，成了一个身子，隐于一位圣灵，一主一信一喜一神。
And we praise the Lord as we were baptized into him. There is only one baptism, one spirit, one faith.And one God of all.
我们同有一位主，我们也同有一个目的。
And we have the same Lord. We have the same goal, same purpose.
在尼迦书和在以赛亚书都提到这一段圣经，说末后的日子，耶和华的殿的山必坚立，超乎诸山，高举过万岭，万民都要流归这山。
In the book of Isaiah, as well as the book of Micah, it has the same verse saying, Now it will come about in that last day, the mountain of the house of the Lord will be established as the chief of the mountains, and it will be raised above all the hills, and all the nations will stream to it.
所有的多国人民来说，来吧，我们登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿，主必将他的道教训我们，我们也要行他的路，因为训诲必出于锡安，耶和华的言语必出于耶路撒冷。
And many peoples will come and say, Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us concerning his ways, and that may walk in his path. For the law will go forth from Zion, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
今天主来对我们每个人说，来吧。
The Lord is calling all of us, says, come.
这是神的邀请。他愿我们在今年里面，我们来登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。
This is His invitation for us in the new year. Let us come up to the mountain of God and to the house of the God of Jacob.
耶和华的山就是锡安山，是永生神的城邑，是天上的耶路撒冷，在那里有千万天使，还有许多在天上名字被记在天上，众长子聚集的地方。
And the mountain of the Lord is Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, with myriads of angels, and the general assembly, and the church of the firstborn, which are enrolled in heaven.
天上的耶路撒冷，这就是锡安山，就是得胜者。
This heavenly Jerusalem, that is Mount Zion, the gathering of the overcomers.
奔雅各神的殿就是教会。
And the house of the God of Jacob is his church.
2020年已经在我们的背后，已经过去了。
And 2020, year 2020 is already behind us, it's already past.
2021年就在我们前面，让我们忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得基督耶稣从上面招我们所得的奖赏。
And 2021 is before us, so let us forget what lies behind and press, reach forward to what lies ahead, and to press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God.
最后，我想很快讲一点。就是我们在赛跑的时候，我们不要忘记那龟兔赛跑的故事。
And as we just lastly, I want to remind ourselves as we run this race, do not forget the story of the hare and the tortoise.
在前的要在后，在后的要在前。
The first shall be last, and the last shall be first.
如果我们现在好觉得自己跑在前面很好，继续跑，好好的跑，但是不要得意。
If you thought you were running ahead right now, then it's very well. Keep running. Do not be proud of yourself.
但是现在在后面的或者才刚刚得救的，不要泄气，还是一天一天的来跟随主读经祷告聚会来侍奉。
But if you feel like you're lagging behind or you're just a new believer, do not be despair or do not be disappointed. Keep running.
到最后我们都要达到神所要我们达到的那个美好的那个天上的耶路撒冷。
If we can persist, then we can all reach the heavenly goal, the heavenly Jerusalem.
愿我们这样一起来勉励。
May we encourage one another.
在这今年一年里面，我们更多认识他，更多爱他，更多仰望他，更多来同奔天路。
In this new year, may we know him more, may we love him more, may we spend more time fixing our eyes upon him and to march to Zion.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你爱我们。哦，主啊，你一直都是呼召我们来跟随你。
Lord, we thank you. You love us. You're always calling us to come and follow you.
在这新年的一年，你告诉我，你要呼召我们说来吧。
In this new year, you says come.
哦，主，我们说我们都在这里，我们愿意来跟随你。
Lord, we all say we are here. We're willing to follow you.
我们一起来登耶和华的山，奔雅各神的殿。
Let us come to the mountain of the Lord and to the house of the God of Jacob.
主，愿我们能够向忘记背后，努力面前的向着标杆直跑。
Let us forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead and press on towards the goal.
我们将自己在这今年一年当中，我们奉献在主的手中。
Lord, may we consecrate ourselves again into your hands in the new year.
愿你吸引我们，我们可以快跑跟随。
Lord, as you draw us, may we run after you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord again for speaking to us this morning.
愿弟兄刚才在信息中所提到了几个要点，成为我们每天生活的实际和激励。
May we be encouraged and uplifted, and that the points that he mentioned can become our reality.
让我们在奔跑天路的时候，更好的来跟随主。
So that we can truly follow him as we run this heavenly race.
我们下面有几项报告的事项。
We have a few announcements.
第一就是我们的新的中文周五查经小组分组聚会已经在上个周周五开始。
First, for the Chinese Bible studies, we have already began new Bible study groups, and that began last week.
就像弟兄刚才在信息中提到的那样，周五聚会是个非常重要的聚会。
As our brother mentioned, to study the Word together is so important for us.
我们再可以在一起交通分享。
That we can share and fellowship with one another.
如果你上个周五还没有能够参加